Hey, everybody. I am C.
I'm Jen.
And you're listening to Tom, Tit, and Baobab.
Welcome back to Tom, Tit, and Baobab, the New York Times Spelling Bee-inspired podcast that's all about words, word games, and the word nerds who love them.
Jen, is it just me, or does it feel like we've been away a while?
Well, you were away. I was just waiting here for you to get back from your consecutive vacations.
Well, what were you doing? That's not true. You were away too, you big goof.
I was not on vacation.
Well, you had some fun, didn't you? The beginning of it, you had fun,
you
I thought.
I'm going to tell you about something that I did while you were away.
That was it fun?
Not really, but it was kind of freaky. I went to the AKC Museum of the Dog in New York City.
So AKC is American Kennel Club. Oh,
yes.
I figured that out. All right.
Very good.
And where is this Museum of the Dog?
This museum is on the east side of New York in the 60s and Park? Maybe like somewhere around there.
I think that counts as Upper East Side.
It's kind of Upper East Side, like mid to Upper East Side.
Yeah.
And it was not a good museum.
Oh, no. Why not?
It just was like flipping through somebody's album of dog pictures. There was like no...
Wait a minute. My guess is that there just were not enough Keats dog pictures. Is that true?
Well, that too. I mean, obviously. But there was like no learning opportunities about dogs. Why would you go to like a dog museum if you didn't want to learn about dogs? Anyway, I was going to save this until we talked about the week in bees. But what I thought was super freaky is that I went to the dog museum and then like a couple of days later, Sam went dog bananas.
Dog bananas. Well, yeah, I mean, let's talk about it when we go to the Week in Bees, because there were just like way too many dog words, and I got them even, but still, it's like, you know, again, this is like B word, ding, 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 and no dace this week, so, you know.
All right, so we're skipping ahead here.
We are.
So I did do a little bit of fun things, if you call going to a not very good museum fun.
What made you go?
My friend that I was staying with told me about it. And I was like, well, we have to go. So we went.
All right. Okay.
Anyway, do you know what I wasn't doing while you were away? Because I mostly was working.
Lollygagging?
No.
Lollygagging?
Lollygagging. Ding, ding, ding.
Wait, isn't lollygagging and lollygagging exactly the same?
I think that they are, but I do not like lollygagging.
You like lollygagging?
Well, again, we're moving ahead. You know, I actually, this is kind of like random, but I don't actually like the word lollygagging. I used to think that I liked it, but the more I've thought about it, because I reflected on this word quite a bit this week, I feel like lollygagging sounds like you're gagging on a lollipop.
Well, given that I do think lollipops are like, ugh, and like I would gag on it, then it sounds exactly right. Jen, I've really missed this scintillating conversation the past 2 weeks.
You know what I've missed, C?
My general awesomeness.
No. Well, I mean, I guess like a little maybe, but no, try again.
Then there's really only one other thing it could be. I bet you missed doing the Week in Bees.
Ding, ding, ding. This is the part of the show where we talk about bees from the previous week. Today, we're starting with Saturday, March 30th and ending with Friday, April 5th. See, were you even doing the bee this week?
Well, okay. First of all, this week I was mostly back. I think we got back. We were in Virginia by Saturday and we were home by Saturday night. So yes, this week I did the bee, though I was so ridiculously busy with work, given that I've been on vacation for the last week.
No more lollygagging for
exactly,
you.
That I barely got to anything. That said, I did genius every day and I did get on, let's see, Wednesday, April 3rd, yeah. I did get peak and pulley and puppy like.
And I felt I was happy. I was so mad about puppy like.
Oh, really? That's funny. See, puppy like wasn't a problem, though I didn't understand why then there wasn't pup like.
Right.
You're going to have puppy like, why no pup like?
Yeah, somebody
but
else
I was
said
happy
that
I
too.
Remember the stupid peak and pulley, even though I was like, ugh. What's
well,
stupid?
And did you see the new one?
Kelpie. So, Kelpie. Yeah, I don't think I got that, though it was funny because I think I tried. So, oh, yeah, that was the day that there were lots of words like yippee that I was like, why isn't Yippy and Yuppie there? Yes. Didn't he count Yuppie again? Because I forgot about
he just spelled it with an I-E. I know.
Which makes no effing
sense.
That's
apparently how you spell it. I looked it up.
Well, I think it's weird. And Yippy should definitely be Yippy or Yippy with two E's. That's a good point.
Right.
And right. I also, well, yeah. Anyway, it was a silly day. I thought it was a very silly day.
It was a dog bananas day.
Well, so that made you happy because you like dog bananas.
It did, except that I will tell you that I did not see Puppy Like for the longest time. And
because your dog is no longer Puppy Like.
No, it's and then when I got it, I was like, but I tried to put like on the end of other words, like pipe like, and that wasn't a word. So like, why was Puppy Like a word?
Why did you try other words before Puppy Like?
I don't know, just because I did. And yeah. So I wanted to tell you that somebody had posted on Facebook on this day about the Pangram. They said, oh, come on, Sam. And somebody else who is a frequent responder said, times are hard and the world is running out of Pangrams. As you may have read, they are now being rationed. Hence the use of upfield and throughway recently. It will get worse before it gets better. So
wait, that is awesome. Can I ask you upfield? Were we on?
That was one of the weeks didn't talk about it.
Upfield. Did I get? I think I did now that
I
I'm
think
thinking
I got
it
too, because it's kind of like upstage. But what are we?
Well, also, I think like I got it because I always get, well, it's a perfect. So I think it must have been like, all right, let's try this. But upfield's a weird pangram, I think. I like throughway, as you know, but upfield is
so
weird.
There were like a couple of weird pangrams this week, right? Because there was the whole lolly lally gag controversy.
Oh, that made me happy because I remembered it.
Yeah, after I told you that my mom got it.
This is a story I actually like. So the day, this is Sunday, 3:31. This is Easter Sunday. And on Easter Sunday, I'm doing the B. And like all of a sudden, I was just like, how do I still not have the pangram? And I wrote to Jen. I was like, all right, am I not, like, what's going on? How do I not see it? And she was like, I didn't see it either. Mm-hmm. And then at some point you wrote to me and said, my mom just got it. And as soon as you said that, I was out somewhere. I was like, you know, not on my phone. And immediately I was like, it's lollygagged.
And then you wrote to me and you said vintage vocab. And I said, yes, because when my mom got it, as soon as she got it, I was like, vintage vocab.
When is this? When is that segment starting, Jen? Everybody
I don't know,
wants
but
it.
We were like really building up a lot of expectation around it. It's got to happen this season.
This season, I think it should happen right now. Let's
stop.
It
can't happen right now.
Well, get with it, okay? Get your mom scheduled, please.
It's gonna happen, everybody. This season, there will be vintage vocab at the Boomer Bar.
Excellent. I would love that. But yes, I was happy that I remembered that there is lollygagged and there is lallygagged, which might be silly, but still I like when I remember things.
But there was no googly-eyed.
No googly-eyed, no eagle-eyed, no doodly.
No doodly.
Very weird.
Weird?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What can
I
you do?
It was weird. You know what else was weird?
And what? I was wondering where you're going to go.
Not in a good way. Not in a good way. Saturday.
Are you going to talk about the day before?
March 30th. K-pop.
So Jen writes me and goes,
K-pop.
Did you finish this B? And I was like, no, you know, we were on a very long bike ride on Saturday the 30th. And so Jen's like, do you want me to just tell you? I was like, go for it. So I forget. What is it K-pop or is it K-pop? K-A-P-O-K. It's a plant. It's a plant, right?
Yeah, or like a tree, a kapok tree or something.
Why should we know this word?
I have no idea. I seriously only, like, I mashed my way to it.
But, like, why? Like, I really, they're just, the weeks go by where he doesn't do things like kapok.
And then he does.
And then he does.
And it's annoying.
I really feel like somebody else, it was Easter weekend, somebody else took it over. I'm not blaming Sam on this. I think it was somebody else.
I don't know what your whole Sam doesn't do this thing is, because he's been doing it since he started playing.
This week also, we didn't get Dace on.
I know, but you know what? Last time Dace appeared, it didn't count either.
Well, maybe this is whoever has taken over and doesn't understand that I know the word Dace and I don't know the word kabak. Our friend Leslie wrote us about the word Antifa and was surprised it count. And I think I was too, but we already talked about it once,
It appeared once, and people were confused. People online also had a lot to say about that. But Antifa appeared, I think it was last year, and we talked about it and it being like a goofy thing to include, which I still feel strongly that it is.
Okay, cool.
Because it should be capitalized.
Well, and it is capitalized in most things, but then sometimes it's not. Yep. I don't get it.
I don't know. But it really bothered me that he included Antifa, but he didn't include Infanta that day.
Yeah.
On Tuesday, April the 2nd.
Yeah, I don't understand that either.
Right?
Yeah, or Flintily. Like, whenever there's an illy, it's like what he counts and what he doesn't count is just strange.
Completely arbitrary.
And 2 days of the
Niftily illy. Counted.
Right, which it should, but.
Yeah. No, it should, but then Flintily should have counted, right? Yeah. I mean, it just is like, be consistent.
You know what word I forgot on Monday the 1st? Another word I don't think should count? Vlog.
You mean
vlog? I understand.
Vlog.
Yeah. Vlog. Vlog. Wait, I got.
You know what? Go sit at the boomer bar, man.
Vlog.
I know it didn't count,
but I forgot. I think I'm going to have the reputation of phlegm in my throat if I try to say these words. I might insult you and call you a dimwit, or I might insult myself and call myself
a
dimwit
or
an
idiot
nitwit.
Or twit. Or that day, Thursday 4-4, it was just like all insults.
I know. Was dimwit there before? I guess it is.
Yeah,
dimwit's such a weird word.
They're
to me. Nitwit
weird
is one
words.
Of those ones I never see. I always think it's weird.
Yeah.
But Tomtit was there. That was nice.
There. Which was really nice because Tomtit has not appeared in the puzzle in a really long time.
Yeah. And so is Woodtit not a thing? I never looked it up, but I was like, why is there not a Woodtit?
I looked up Mintwood.
Oh, that's where I live, people. I thought that too. I thought, why isn't that a word?
I know.
It's where I live.
Like, don't you think your street was named after like an actual kind of plant, tree, something?
Yeah, I think so. Though it would have been another pangram, so I was guessing.
Oh.
Yeah. There are wood tits, but there's no wood tit. There really should be a wood tit.
Wait.
Anyway.
You just said there were wood tits.
No. Oh, they're tits.
Yeah.
And I'm saying there might be some kinds of wood tits, I'm thinking, but there's not. Like, it's not here. There's no wood tit. I want it to be.
There's no That's wood tit, and there are no wood tits.
Well, I bet there's some sort of woody tits, but I just
But they might not be birds.
There's that too.
Hey, not to like go back to dogs, but to go back to dogs, because they're hard to avoid this
hold
week.
Hold on. Maybe now.
No, just really quick, because I need to say this. I need everybody to know this. You know, I'm a big fan of the Pooley, right? P-U-L-I.
Oh, yeah.
The dog that looks like a mop.
Okay.
And I had no idea about this, but somebody online, Jonathan M. on Facebook, posted, and I looked it up, so it's true, that the plural of Pooley is Poolick.
Really?
P-U-L-I-K. Why? P-U-L-I-K. And that could have been in the B, but it didn't count.
Oh, that's so weird. So why is Poolick the plural of...
I have no idea. I have never seen another word that has a K as a plural in it.
Wait, so you said you looked this up, and I'm looking. I'm not finding. First of all, I don't really know much about dogs, so I don't know what a pulley looked like, and then I just looked it up, and wait, how do I not know what a pulley looks like? They're so freaking crazy.
Didn't I send you like 100 pictures of them when I
first may have
told
happened.
You about them?
That may have happened.
How could you
I just
forget?
Do not remember.
They're like mops without sticks.
They are like mops without sticks. That's pretty cool. So where did you find this thing about Pullock? I'm trying to find it and I can't find it.
If you just Google Pullock.
I did and it won't even come up.
It says it right here. AKC. This is from the AKC. When World War II broke out, they sold the four Pullock to professional breeders. Those four dogs are thought. So yeah.
Okay. First of all, Google hates me writing this word Pulik. It keeps trying to like make it any other word.
And then dogtime.com, Pulik, the plural form of Pooley, are self-confident, highly intelligent, and sensitive to their owners.
Okay. Do you understand how much I want to know why this is the plural?
Why?
Okay. Can you please put this in housekeeping? Because I can't find it quickly.
Yes.
And it's
I will
just
put it in housekeeping.
Oh my God. There's something called Grammar Brain. I'm really like interested in this. So yes, housekeeping. I need to know why Pullock is the plural of Pooley. And I'm guessing that we might have a listener who has some good idea about this.
Oh, that
Please
is.
Tell us.
That is. And if there are any other words that have a plural K.
Right. Or other weird plural letters that aren't something we all know about. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. That's an interesting question.
Is there ever a plural G or a plural T?
Huh.
Huh. Plural N. I don't know. I could just keep saying letters.
But I was just thinking because I saw that, you know, Cockapoo is another dog that was in this week on a different day. I think on Monday or something or Saturday. And what if it was Cockapook?
Oh, I would like that. What if every dog is just ended in K, like Peek-Kick?
You know what that would be? That would be groovy.
Groovy. But it wouldn't be groovily.
No.
It's not a groovily groovy.
Groovily on.
Oh my God. We're back to the vintage vocab.
Monday 4-1. Why no groovily?
Oh, who knows, Jen?
Groggily counts. And you know, you pointed out earlier, and I just passed over it because I had other dog things I wanted to talk about. that there were two days this week that had I-L-Y in them, which is always annoying.
Yeah.
There were also 2 days this week that had O-L-O-G-Y in them.
Without good use, by the
way. Without good use. Both of those days, only one ology word counted.
And hardly any Vs. It was very frustrating that day.
Very frustrating.
Oh, boy.
See, one word we haven't talked about yet is yodel from Sunday, March 31st. And we should talk about that because doesn't everybody like a yodel?
Mm-hmm.
Cake, chocolate cake, rolled around cream, dipped in chocolate. How could you not like a yodel?
Yes. Everyone likes those yodels, but that would be a capital Y, so we can't count that. I think Sam meant the yodel, the singing yodel.
The sentiment still stands. Everybody likes a yodel. How could you not like singing that changes back and forth from your natural voice to a falsetto?
You're right. I do like yodeling. As a matter of fact, I like it so much that I'm going to do it. You ready? Let's go to the word of the week.
This is the part of the show where we take a closer look at one word from the previous week's puzzles. And now I'm hoping that that word is yodel. We take turns choosing the word, learning about it, and reporting back. The last deep dive was 2 weeks ago, two whole weeks when I did victim.
Right.
That means, see, it is all you. What is your word?
Well, you are right. We have been off. And in honor of that, this week, I'm not going to just do a single deep dive. Yeah. Oh, no. I have words of the week.
Is that allowed?
Yeah. Because I had to look into two pretty fun words from the Saturday, March 30th puzzle.
I can't wait.
Cockatoo and cockapoo.
Yes. You mean the cockapook and
exactly. Right. We're all these dogs. We got to talk about them. Let's add the birds. So,
all right.
And honestly, I had only the faintest idea of which word went with which species. Because, you know, I'm not very good about birds and dogs. But let's start with the newest word, which is cockapoo.
Okay.
And cockapoo is a portmanteau. Right? Because it's one of the first designer dogs crossbred starting, at least in the US, around the 1960s.
Okay.
How do you make a cockapoo? Do you know, Jen?
I'm going to say a cocker spaniel and a poodle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. And let me just say, it is very fun to look up cockapoo websites. As a matter of fact, there wasn't like all that much that was exciting to learn about cockapoo history, but I didn't care because I was just looking at pictures of cute dogs. Okay. I was very, very happy.
And it seems like that's all that came up.
No, cockapoo comes up with just very cute websites. And it seems like they are very popular because they are small and friendly.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, from Rover.com, the cockapoo, quote, continues to gain popularity. And that should come as no surprise, considering that this pooch is a combination of the gentle and merry cocker spaniel and the intelligent, elegant poodle.
Okay, so one, I hear that poodles are really mean. And two, I tend to think of cockapoos as being super barky and annoying. Yippee.
Now, it did talk about how they can be a little yippee, but little yippee with an IE.
Hates those dogs.
Well, I will say, first of all, as I just said, they look very cute. And apparently they really love like people and they love talking and they like to be with you. I wanted to see if they actually wrote yippee on the website, but they didn't. And they can be like all different colors.
Oh, they can
be bigger or smaller. They're very cute.
I'm looking at pictures of them and I am totally wrong. Cockapoos are really cute and they are not the dogs that I thought they were.
No, they can be kind of barky. It does say that. They can be vocal. But
I thought that they were those little white ones and they're not.
Well, there can be toy cockapoos.
Oh, so maybe I'm talking about toy cockapoos because when they breed them to be toys, they often breed them crazy.
Yeah. And so I just have to throw this in.
They're so cute.
I told you you'd be all happy. Now, I hope you're not looking at this website because I have a question for you.
No, I'm not.
What do you think are the most popular Kickapoo names, at least in 2020?
The most popular Kickapoo names in 2020. Just
made me, if you look up
Nancy Pelosi.
No, 2020 is just like, it's now, but I think it's actually from 2020. You know, that's like the most
COVID.
No. Great. Actually, though, what's super interesting is, so Kickapoos are like expensive as crap because they're small, they can be in the house. Uh-huh. They were super hard to get during COVID. You know how like, all dogs like,
everybody
are hard to
got
get,
dogs.
Kickapoos especially hard to get. Huh. So anyway, so the most popular Kickapoo names, Charlie, Cooper, Teddy, Bella, and Lucy. So apparently when people have Kickapoos, they really like to name them like the same thing they named their waspy kids.
Yeah. You know, I don't want to have a blanket statement of like those are bad dog names. But
Charlie, don't you think Charlie is a weird dog name?
Charlie is a weird dog name. That I find them all, say them again.
Charlie, Cooper, Teddy, Bella, and Lucy.
I really think that better names would have been Nancy Pelosi, COVID.
All right. Now on to the cockatoo.
Okay.
Much older word originating from the 1610s.
Okay.
And a cockatoo is, Jen?
A cockatoo is a bird.
What kind of bird?
It's like a parrot-y kind of bird.
It's not a parrot-y kind of bird. It is a parrot. All cockatoos are parrots, though not all parrots are cockatoos.
Are cockatoos.
They originate from Australia and New Guinea and the Indonesian islands around there. They are threatened with extinction. So commercial trade is prohibited. Mm. And I will tell you, it's also super fun to look through cockatoo websites.
Oh, well, you know what I'm about to do.
Oh my God, they are so cute because they are like these tiny little birds with these giant cool crests that make them look bigger.
They are.
So basically you've got these cute birds with mohawks. Awesome.
Oh my God. Did you see the one that is like pink?
I knew this is where it was going.
Is that real? Is that real? Is the pink one real?
They are crazy birds. And so they are different from like parrots tend to be like green and whatever. The cockatoos tend to be like white and black, though they do sometimes have these crazy crests as you see.
Yeah, they seem to have yellow.
Oh my God. They're just so cool, aren't they?
Yes.
All right. So now. These animals, Kickapoo and Kickatoo, are very different, right? Mm. And the words Kickapoo and Kickatoo are also very different. Because Kickatoo actually comes from the Dutch kakato, from the Malay kakatua, or from kakak, which means elder brother or sister, plus tua, which means old.
Huh.
And cockatiel also comes from these roots.
Okay.
So it does not come from the word cock. C-O-C-K,
like,
which is what you'd expect.
Tail. Remember we talked about that?
Yeah. It doesn't come from that word, though the spelling does.
Got it.
Now, Kickapoo does come from cock, okay, or at least from Cocker Spaniel, which was a breed that was named in like 1823 to start woodcocks, right? To go after birds, basically.
Okay.
Okay. So the Cocker Spaniel comes from cock. So Kickapoo comes from cock as opposed to Kickatoo, which comes from this other root, which I thought was really interesting.
That is really interesting.
As you know, from when we talked about cocktail, cock is also a crazy, fascinating word on its own, with a huge list of entries in both Merriam-Webster and Etymology Online. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to say again, it comes from the Old English and Old French words cock, C-O-C-C or C-O-C. And since we already talked about cocktail, I won't get too far into it. But I do want to talk a little bit, because I don't feel like you talked about this.
Yeah.
About how cock, right, which was started as a male bird, right?
Uh-huh.
But then in Old English, it becomes a nickname for one who strutted like a cock, right? And then that becomes a common term in the Middle Ages. Then it becomes a general word for like everybody, like old man, fellow, old cock is the thing in 1630s. And then it starts to be, it's a, like a normal personal name, right? Like normal last name. And then it becomes affixed to names as a pet diminutive, like Wilcock, Hitchcock.
Oh, isn't that interesting? I didn't know that. Yeah. That's really interesting.
And then you get the Cocker Spaniel in 1823, Cock of the Walk in 1855, Cock and Bull in 1620s, Cock Lobster, which makes me laugh because it sounds like rock lobster.
Never heard of that. All right.
Yeah. And then, as you know, if you look at Merriam-Webster, there are so many cocks that are nouns and are verbs and are everything. So
wait, when did it start to be used as a euphemism for male genitalia. Well,
what's really funny is that to even find that, like, they try to like hide it half the time, but penis from the 1610s at least, but almost certainly older, probably suggested in wordplay from at least the 15th century. Pillicock, right, was from the 14th century.
Okay.
So what else? There's a Middle English feedcock, which was penis. And then obviously, like, it's a male fowl, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, if you think like,
yeah.
Now it's unclear the connection because a cock actually does not have a penis.
Huh.
Is what? It, who knew that?
What does
right?
it have?
I don't know.
That's
going to
go in
housekeeping
too.
Yeah. Unlike the bull, a cock it does not have
it
a penis,
have
but you
something.
Know, it does, but it does fertilize the hen.
Huh.
So the slang word has led to an avoidance of cock in the literal sense via the euphemistic rooster. Oh, interesting. So they might have like used to say cock much more usually, and now they became rooster.
Huh.
Like rooster started being a word. This suggests because they didn't want to say cock anymore. Oh yeah, that is. So it was favored in the U.S. in Puritan, you know, in the Puritan U.S., because they didn't like to say cock after cock became to mean penis.
But roosters still say cock-a-doodle-doo.
Yes, that is true. Only here in Spain, you know, they say kikiriki stuff. Yeah. Anyway.
That's what they said in Puerto Rico, too.
Funny. Oh, my God. Louisa May Alcott's father was actually born Al Cox, but changed his name. It also, avoidance of it may have helped haystack replace haycock and vane replace weathercock.
This is we could write a whole book about cocks.
Well, it seems like A, probably many people have, and B, ugh. So that is your cockatoo, cockapoo, cock. Words of the week.
It's kind of like John.
It's kind of like John.
You can use it for anything.
You can, but you might avoid it.
You know, it's pretty hard to believe that you can use cock in all of those ways.
You know what's even harder to believe?
No.
Yes, you do. Some unbelievable words. If you are wondering what qualifies as an unbelievable word, there are three simple criteria.
One, it must be a word somewhere. Two, it has to be so great it's hard to believe. And yes, that is subjective. Three, it should not be a word in the B, even though that's not a hard and fast rule.
And Jen, do you have a word that meets those three requirements?
Oh, I do.
Okay.
My word, C, is... Orchidaceous.
Orchidaceous. Ooh, I like it.
Yeah. What do you think it means?
Orchidaceous. It means like, man, you are really purple. So orchidaceous. Am I right?
No, you're not right.
Oh, crap.
The obvious meaning is of or relating to resembling an orchid.
Okay.
The less obvious, although once you say it, it seems pretty obvious, meaning is showy or ostentatious. So like an orchid in the sense that you're showy or ostentatious. So you could say orchidaceous writing, orchidaceous colors, orchidaceous ladies. Orchidaceous ladies. You're such an orchidaceous lady.
I
think it's like an insult. I don't think it's a good thing to say to somebody, but I don't know. You could take it. It depends on how you take it, I guess.
Yeah, like broad. You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly. You could be an orchidaceous broad. So I will give you... two sample sentences for Merriam-Webster, because the first one, I am not sure whether it is the first meaning of orchidaceous or the second meaning.
Okay.
All right. Fantastical sets and costumes by Jeffrey Holder combine orchidaceous foliage out of an Henri Rousseau jungle with a Levantine hero and a Japanese villain, New Yorker. So do you think that orchidaceous there means like orchids or showy?
I don't know.
The other one is definitely the second meaning, okay. And orchidaceous seems to be used with fashion quite often.
Gotcha.
So this one is from Vogue, and it's Stefano and Domenico look to Donna Floria's orchidaceous Belle Epoque beauty and famous clothes for aspects of their Alta Moda collection.
Mm, very nice.
And orchidaceous is an orchidaceous word, I think.
All right.
Met all three criteria. What about you?
All right. My word, I guess in theory could be in the B, but there's no way he would count it. And my word is Godwit.
G-O-D-W-I-T?
Yep.
Good. What is it?
What do you think?
I think that it means you have... All right. On the one hand, I want to say it's like a spark of life. But on the other hand, I want to say it's like you have a godlike wit about you.
Well, you're not a nitwit. You're not a dimwit. You're a godwit. No, that's not what it is. But but it is in a list of 12 bird names that sound like compliments. What a great list is that for Merriam-Webster?
It's a bird name?
Yeah, so a godwit is any of a genus of shorebirds that are related to the curlews and sandpipers and have a long, slender, slightly upturned or straight bill. And they don't actually know why they're called godwits. Like, it isn't a combination of god and wit, as far as anyone knows. It's probably the sound. Probably sounds like godwit, 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 right?
Oh, hey, that was good.
Thanks. I appreciate it. And a sense would just be like, hey, the godwit is a migratory champion. Not very exciting, but... This list also had, and my second one that I almost said was Bonebreaker, which is like a giant bird, like an osprey or the giant petrel that is like, yeah, seriously, a bone breaker. It's so cool.
I had no idea. Do you remember? I'm looking at pictures of the godwit now.
Yeah, pretty cool.
And there was a bird that was in this sandpiper family that was in the bee last year, I think it was. Because I remember looking it up and looking up that crazy long skinny beak. Do you remember
that
what it was?
That might be, but I will be shocked. It probably was a different tit. I'd be shocked if they count like a wit, but you never know.
No, we'll think it was called a wit, but it was belonged to the same family. He totally should count Godwit.
Yeah, pretty
cute.
It's
a lost opportunity if he doesn't.
It's a lost opportunity for Sam to get kind of wild. If you know TNB, you know that the wild card is the anything goes segment of the show. And this season, the wild cards have been more wild than ever. In fact, it's so wild and unpredictable that this week, I have absolutely no idea what Jen has planned for us. Jen, what are we doing for the next 5 to 10 minutes?
All right. So this is pretty wild. See? Because we've been kind of in and out for the past couple of weeks, I was like, let me go. And you might have noticed that I was commenting a lot when we did the review of the week on what people were saying on Facebook. And that is because I have not been on social media. And so before...
But apparently you have been.
In preparation for recording today, I was like, let me go see what all the talk is on social media, right?
Yes.
So I went to the Facebook, New York Times Spelling Bee Facebook page. You know, that's the private group, not sponsored by New York Times. And I start seeing these posts that have all of these, they're like charts with circles and all the words in them, and then all these arrows that are pointing at each other and pointing in different directions. And I'm like, what the heck is going on here? This is a new thing called Spelling Bee Tree.
Oh, now, wait, so this is something that everyone's talking about, you're saying?
No. Oh, it's something you're talking that some about. People are, I'm talking about it now because we talk all the time about how people who have real lives and jobs and things to do get into doing bee-related things, like this podcast. Or like Bill doing Spelling Bee Solver,
right.
Or Tim writing Spelling Bee lyrics.
Gotcha.
So this guy, Rick Harbaugh, has started this Spelling Bee Tree site, which apparently he made with his family as a way to learn Python, the coding language.
Okay, well, that's helpful.
Which is cool, right? And so he's been posting. I don't know how much it's picked up online. Because he said in one post, he was like, I think I'm the only person that goes to this. But
so the Spelling Bee Tree has to do with...
So
okay, I'm super confused, but you'll explain.
Well, what I'm going to do, because I'm a little bit confused by it too. Like, I looked it up and I sort of get it, but I sort of want to talk through it with you. So
okay.
I gave you a link.
It's always good when we do things online that we don't know what's going to happen.
It always
works
very well. That's
what
makes it wild. So I thought we could click on the link.
All right, I see that you gave me a link. Okay, New York Times Bee Tree April 4. And then it says lowercase d, capital I, M-N-O-T-W. And then there's a whole lot of things I don't understand. All right, so what's happening?
Okay, so there's that heading that you read, and then you can like go to the previous day or the next day. And then there's a thing that says polyanagram stats and click on bubbles. So as I described to you, it's all these bubbles that have words from the bee in them. And it starts all the way to, it's kind of like a map. You know how you like do like a brain map of something?
Right.
The pangram is all the way to the left in a its own bubble.
And it says Midtown because that was the pangram for Thursday.
Right, when I was looking at this. And then from that pangram, there are these different arrows that go out to other bubbles.
Right. So at the very bottom, because it goes up and down to the right. So at the very bottom, it goes to Ditto and Idiot. At the very top, it goes through Dominion and Domino to Idiom, Mind, and Dino. It's very complicated to explain. Midtown goes straight across to Motion and Dimwit, which then go off in their own weird directions. Yeah. Okay. So what am I looking
at,
Jen?
I sort of understand what we're looking at. And what I think we're looking at is that it's clustering the letters into groups of words that all have the same letters in them. For instance, you know how we always do the thing of like, if you see this one word, then the other word has got to be there, right? Like bonobos eating bonbons, which is my favorite. So it's like Dominion and Domino have the same word set. Like they're always going to be together.
And then if
you have Dominion and Domino, you're always going to have Idiom, Mind, Dino, and Minion.
Right. Good point.
Okay.
Good point.
So it's like moving in that direction. And
I got you because it's how many unique letters there are. I see. So there's nothing in the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's nothing in the 6. That's interesting. So Midtown has 7 unique letters. Nothing has 6 unique letters. It's at the bottom. It says pangram 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. There's a bunch of things that have 5 unique letters. Then a whole bunch of things that have 4 unique letters and a couple things that have 3 unique letters. Like Onion, though it has 5 letters, only has 3 unique letters.
Unique letters.
I hear you. Okay. Okay.
Okay. So I thought this was kind of interesting.
That's
I'm going
to brain map
on...
way to think about it.
Yeah. And so I'm going to click on like how to use the spelling bee tree and read what it says there.
Okay.
So it says answers. Yesterday's answers for the New York Times spelling bee are shown as a tree or actually a DAG, a D-A-G. Do you know what a DAG is? It's a directed acyclic graph.
Right, because it's not a tree, because if you looked at this, like Midtown goes to Motion and Dimwit, but Dimwit has to make a weird curve up to Timid.
All right. Okay. So do you think you say DAG or D-A-G?
I don't know. You can say DAG because it's more fun.
Yeah,
okay.
DAG.
Yeah.
How come people don't say that anymore? That's good slang.
DAG.
The tree starts with every pangram, which uses all 7 of the letters, then the branches show all words that use 6 of the letters, 5 of the letters, etc. Each node shows all words that use exactly the same letters, possibly.
For this, it's got to be nuts.
Oh my God, for today's B, you mean? Because it's so giant?
Right. Oh my God. I can't imagine how this is going to look.
He calls these polyanagrams.
Polyanagrams. I like it.
Those are the words that use exactly the same letters, are polyanagrams.
Okay.
And he says they're worth remembering for future spelling bees, since if one can find one of the words, then the other words must be in the spelling bee also. Right.
Right, like you just said, Dominion and Domino.
Dominion and Domino.
Ooh.
Click on a node.
I just did something interesting.
Okay, hold on. I want you to tell me. Click on a node to see links to the definitions of each word in the node.
No, that doesn't seem to, well,
so
kind
you have
of.
Click twice to get to the
definition. So it's interesting. So let's say you click on idiom. And when you click on idiom, you see also that it's a polyanagram from D-I-M-O. Then you see appearances this year. It's been in 3 already this year, 1 each month, February, March, and now April. And then if you click on the word idiom, it'll take you right to Merriam-Webster.
Yes. And, okay, so if you click on one of the appearances, like I'm clicking on 2/18/24.
Oh, now we get that day.
You brought me that day as
and that
a, day
is a big
a
day.
That was
day
the
had
day that
6 pangrams.
Yes, we were in Puerto Rico. That had admonition, damnation, domination, all those words.
The rest of it's pretty clear for that. Now, what I don't understand, there's something in the middle that says answers.
Yeah, let's
so
see.
So what happens if I click that? These are the answers. So does that suggest you could get this without the answers?
All right, hold on.
Oh, you can. Oh, this is really cool. If you clicked hints instead of answers, you would get the letters that count in that and how many of them there are. So like for that day, February 18th, right? It says there's 6 pangrams and it has the letters and the D is capital because you need it. Then on the 6 list, there are 3 different bubbles. One of them is A-D-I-M-N-O, and it says there's two of them. So you know there are two words with that it list of letters.
It changes it into a whole different game.
One word with A-D-I-M-O-T and two words with A-D-I-N-O-T. Well, it would actually be super fun. I mean, easy, I guess, but fun. It would be kind of a fun way to do it. And more interesting to me than just having the first two letters.
Yeah.
Because like, for example, at the end of this, there's D-O. And so I happen to know that that's Dodo.
Dodo, right.
I get that. But it doesn't have to be. If odd-odd right. was a word, those would be, it would be the same. So interesting.
I like that it turns it into a different game.
Ooh, I might play this on like some super random day and see what it's like. Wouldn't that be fun? Like yeah. we just did February 18th and we saw what it was. But hit previous day up there on the top left.
Answers or hints?
No, no, don't. Go to hints first okay. so that your whole
right,
thing
I'm
says
on hints,
hints.
And now I'm going to previous day. Yes?
Right. So it says NYT B-tree February 17th, yep. right? Yep. So now we see the pangram is B-F-G-L-O-R-U.
Yeah.
Let's ignore that for a minute. Okay. Maybe you remember what it is. I don't. Oh, I know what it is. Do you remember what that was? I do.
No, I don't remember.
Don't worry about it. Okay. It was bullfrog.
Oh, right.
But
okay.
let's go to the twos, right? So there's something with just L and O. What is a four-letter word with L and O?
Lol.
Lol. Right. So you know that one. Now there's two with B and O. There's Bobo.
No,
and...
he doesn't count Bobo.
He does. Bobo and Boob. Isn't that
I don't
what it
think
is?
He counts Bobo. Boo-boo.
Boo-boo.
He counts Boo-boo,
no,
but
no,
he doesn't
no,
count
no.
Bobo.
It can't be. But there's two
yeah.
on that.
Yeah, because he doesn't count Bobo.
No, no, no.
It's
stop.
And,
he said there's yeah. two.
There are two words that use
but they're on
only
the
two letters.
Oh, right. It doesn't have to be four letters.
Right.
Oh, I get. See, I'm already confused. Okay.
I mean, it's a
so
little
now,
bit, like it messes with your head a little bit looking at it.
It really does. So B-F- oh, that one would be...
I know it. Boff.
Boff. Good.
Great. Or is it Boffo?
No. Boffo, I think.
It must be Boffo.
Let's look. It is Boffo.
Yeah.
Good, because only one. And then B-O-R, does he count Robo?
Boar.
Boar. Good. Okay. Then there's four with B-L-O. So there's... Does he count B-O-L-L or does it have to have an E?
He does count B-O-L-L.
Okay, and then he counts Lobo, so that's
and
two.
And Blob.
Blob, that's three. What's the fourth?
Lobo, Lob, Bolo, Bolo.
Bolo, great, awesome. This is super fun.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's going to want us to keep playing it, but
I don't
know
think
it's a
so
good
either.
Game. This is what happened with TypeShift, where I forgot that we're actually taping anymore, and now I'm excited about this game. Like, I could go back and do, especially old ones where
yeah,
you don't
exactly,
really remember
that you don't
the
remember,
list.
And it turns it into a new game.
It would totally be a new game. Oh, I
and
like this.
And you could do it competitively. Like, we could do it against each other.
Oh my God. And like you could like print them out and do them like it's kind of almost like a little bottle situation.
It totally is.
Oh, good find, Jen.
Yeah. I'm gonna tell
I'm super into you. Who are you?
Rick Harbaugh.
Rick
I'm gonna
Harbaugh.
Write to Rick and tell him that we
I love it.
That we played his DAGs, which yes. he might not know that you can do.
And I also want to know what this has to do with learning Python, because I do not know Python, but I do have to program, and my uh-huh. kid knows this crap. And so I do want to know, like, well, could this be helpful? Or is it just more a way to think, like, what does that have to do with computer programming? I want to know.
Maybe we'll invite him on the show.
Maybe, but I'm just saying you could ask him if you're writing them anyway, so we can find
I know,
out
but
right
like,
now.
Don't you have 1,000 questions for
yes,
him at this
but I
point?
Know
like,
this
what
right
did he do?
Now.
How did he decide to like map this out? I can't get you answers right now. You're so impatient.
Jen, that really was wild. I'm very excited about this game. So thank you.
I'm excited about it too. So thank Rick.
All right. Thank you, Rick. And that is it for this episode of Tomtit and Baobab.
Thanks for being with us. We hope you'll do it again next week. We drop a new episode every Monday.
In the meantime, be in touch. You can connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok, or email us at tomtitandbaobab@gmail.com.
We want to know all about the bees you like, bees you hate, words you missed, words you'd like to know about, and what your preferred type of yodel is.
If you like TNB and never want to miss an episode, subscribe or follow us.
Even better, leave a rating or a review. This helps other word nerds and puzzle lovers find our, and dog lovers apparently, find our very indie podcast.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.